in your, the first house you drew, you had a fireplace?
Yeah, we did. We had a fireplace and two bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only means of heating we had, was the fireplaces. And we had a path out back.
Mm-hmm. What did you call that? Outdoor toilet?
That's what it was, just a toilet.
Did you ever hear any other names for it? Any joking names?
Or? Johnny House, or call them Johnny Houses. Or, that's about all I can remember about it.
Talking about the fireplace, the parts of the fireplace, the thing that the smoke goes up through, you call that a...
Well, just the chimney is all we call it, and then you put inside the chimney, you got the it's really a damper inside the chimney that controls the flow of air that you want to go through the chimney.
Mm-hmm. What about in a factory? Would you call it the same thing that the smoke goes up through?
Yeah, you would call it a chimney or a stack.
Okay.
Smokestack, really.
What about the open place on the floor in front of the fireplace?
As far as I know, it didn't have a name. We just had a rug down there we all laid down on and keep warm.
Well, do you know what I mean? That part nowadays, it'd be made out of raised brick and come out a few feet.
Yeah, it's like the one I got in there.
Mm-hmm.
A hearth. The hearth is the inside of the fireplace. Yeah. What do you call that around our fireplace?
Well, that's what I was interested. You said
the hearth. The hearth, I thought, was the inside of the fireplace where the fire actually was.
Oh, the floor.
The floor of the fireplace is the hearth.
What about the things that you set the wood on?
The andirons is what most people call them. We call them dog irons. But
okay.
Where I was born, they were called dog irons. And you always had some kind of piece of iron or something that poke around in the fire with, called pokers.
Mm-hmm. What about the thing above?
The mantle.
Uh-huh.
We always had mantles above the fireplace. They don't have those anymore in the new homes, modern homes. They've done away with the mantles. There's some coming back just for antique.
Uh-huh.
But we had some pretty mantles over our fireplaces out in the hills. And down in this other home, too. Down on Wilton, we had some pretty fireplaces. And pretty mantles over them.
Say if you were going to start a fire, what kind of wood would you use to start it with?
Well, you would want a soft wood, either cypress or ash.
Well, just to start it though, the real fat.
You use the kindling, what we call kindling. We would go out in the afternoons and cut up a board or something called kindling and put in under the fire. It used to be my job before daylight every morning. And Daddy would call me and make me get up and build fires. And it was up to me to have good kindling or else scuffle around with it, trying to get it to burn without kindling, maybe a piece of paper. Or every once in a while, we had a little money to buy coal oil, put a little coal oil on it. Most of the time, it was just what I could find that would burn easy to get it started. And we like to use oak wood. The red oak wood makes a longer lasting fire. It makes a hot fire, and it lasts as long. If you use the soft woods, they burn up too fast, and it doesn't last about as long. It doesn't give out as much heat.